The prospect of having to show a so-called COVID vaccine passport is controversial, but that is essentially about to happen in France, where about 40% of the public is fully vaccinated. With the Delta variant rising, President Emmanuel Macron will require healthcare, nursing home, restaurant, and bar workers to get the vaccine. And everyone will have to show proof of inoculation or a negative test to do just about anything in public. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The doorbell and the phones have been ringing nonstop in this Paris doctor's office as people clamor to get the vaccine. Receptionist Cathy Braca is buzzing people in the door while she works two phones.
Since Macron's speech, we've been completely underwater. I'm going as fast as I can. Everybody wants to get vaccinated now, and they love Johnson & Johnson because it's just one dose.
Française, Français, mes chers compatriotes d'Hexagone, d'Outre-mer et de l'étranger.
On Monday, in his eighth address to the nation about the pandemic, Macron warned France is in a race against time against the spread of the Delta variant.
Nous sommes une grande nation.
We are a nation of science, of Louis Pasteur, he said. The vaccine is our only way back to normal life. So far, shots are not mandatory for everyone, but starting in August, people will have to show a vaccine pass or negative test if they want any kind of social life, if they want to go to bars, restaurants, museums, or get on a train. And as of September, COVID tests will no longer be free. Before Macron's speech, vaccinations had plateaued. After his speech, the country's appointment platform nearly crashed as 2.5 million people rushed to get a first dose.
Depuis hier, ce vaccinodrome de région parisienne.
This week, in this French television broadcast, the journalist described a previously empty vaccination center as a teeming anthill before interviewing several people. Right after Macron spoke, we made an appointment because we realized we couldn't do anything if we weren't vaccinated, says Jean Leclerc. It's a new vaccine, so I'm still wary, says restaurant owner Charlotte Pinault. But I have no choice because I'll have to close if I don't get it. Polls show 10% of the French population say they will not get the COVID vaccine, no matter the pressure. Thousands of vaccine skeptics hooked up with others, including anti-Macron yellow vest protesters, to demonstrate in several cities this week. They chanted Liberté and We Are Not Your Guinea Pigs. At an outdoor cafe in Paris's 15th arrondissement, two friends argue about Macron's vaccination approach over lunch. They won't give their last names so they can speak openly about a sensitive topic. Guillaume, a communications executive, says the president is acting like a dictator.
I mean, you cannot separate different people with different rights, not going to a restaurant, to hospitals, to get a train, just because you're not vaccinated. It's not democracy.
Guillaume's friend Kamel disagrees. He says the French don't have the luxury of debating the vaccine while others are dying horrible deaths from COVID with no access to vaccines at all. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.